You have to see the families. They are not invisible. You have to see this so you can understand and you can see the value that they have for our country. My name is Nancy Crafton, and I am a Sister of Charity of Cincinnati, Ohio. I have been in Avondale, Colorado at our little center, which is called Los Pobres, and it means the poor in Spanish. I am a nurse by profession and have worked in acute care settings for about 45 years. I've learned so much in my years of caring for people in acute care and in neurosurgery, which was my specialty, and in working with the very extremely poor people that I still believe that we can do something about it. But it's damn hard. Our families primarily are from Mexico, all of the states within Mexico, from everywhere. Michoacan, Zacatecas, and then we have them from El Salvador, Nicaragua. They are undocumented. They live always with an undertow of fear, and they have medical problems and issues that are sometimes insurmountable. The heat, you know, it's 105 here. It is 105. And in this building right now, it's probably 103. So we know what the heat is like, and they're out in the fields. They have to work. If they take time off, if they cool down, they don't get the work done, then they don't have the money. We had one Thursday here. She never had worked in the field. So here she is working, and it was really, really hot, and they were not drinking water. And pretty soon she just knows her blood pressure starts to drop. She gets a headache, and her side goes numb, and they think she's having a stroke. They take her to the emergency room, and of course, it's heat stroke. She's 30 years old, and they treat her with IVs and medication and cool her down and then send her home. The doctors were still here, and all of a sudden, this group of young men come in, and they just look like their eyes are glassy. I mean, they're just like zombies, and called a few people. I said, you know, we really need to have some Gatorade and some Pedialyte or some, you know, something for adults that we can have here, because the heat is overwhelming and the humidity is even worse. This has been a bad couple of weeks with the heat down here. And that's different. We've not had this kind of heat without respite. We have to do something. It's just not right that we've done this to our planet, you know. So we try to work within the parameters that are given to us, but it gets harder every day. I have to always remind myself that compassion, no matter what it is, you just have to believe that connecting with another human being will have an impact, hopefully for that person.